Welcome to episode 819 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Like whispers carried on the desert wind, the voices of Jeremiah and Jesus traverse centuries, resonating with a message that transcends time and place. Though separated by eras and contexts, these two figures emerge as champions of justice, their calls for ethical living weaving a tapestry of righteousness that still speaks to our troubled world. Consider Jeremiah, a prophet's fire in the face of injustice. Emerging from the furnace of a nation teetering on the brink of exile, Jeremiah's voice rings with the urgency of a fire alarm. He paints a grim picture of a society consumed by greed, exploitation, and callous indifference to the suffering of the vulnerable. The rich grow fat on the backs of the poor, widows and orphans cry out unheard, and justice lies shackled by the chains of corruption. Like a surgeon exposing an infected wound, Jeremiah lays bare the moral gangrene festering within his people. He denounces religious rituals devoid of genuine heart change, highlighting the chasm between outward piety and inner depravity. His words sting, his pronouncements thunder, for he knows that true worship lies not in the smoke of burnt offerings, but in the hands that reach out in compassion and the voices that speak truth to power. Now consider Jesus, the gentle king with a fiery heart. 1,000 years later, Jesus emerges on the scene, not as a thundering prophet, but as a gentle king, yet with a fire in his eyes. He walks amidst the marginalized, the sinners, the ostracized, his embrace, a testament to God's radical love. Yet, within his teachings lies a flame that consumes hypocrisy and injustice. He criticizes religious leaders who strain gnats while swallowing camels, their outward righteousness masking a heart choked by legalistic rigidity. He challenges societal norms that favor the privileged and belittle the downtrodden, urging his followers to overturn tables where the dignity of the least is traded for profit. Despite their divergent styles, Jeremiah and Jesus tread parallel paths. Their calls for ethical living resonate with remarkable echoes, highlighting the core principles of a life devoted to righteousness. Both figures champion the cause of the marginalized, demanding protection for the widow, the orphan, the stranger. They call for a society where scales are tipped, not by wealth or privilege, but by the weight of compassion and fairness. Empty rituals, meaningless pronouncements, and performative piety find no favor in the eyes of either Jeremiah or Jesus. They emphasize the need for internal transformation, a heart contrite and renewed, where outward actions are genuine expressions of an inner commitment to love and justice. In a world often hardened by indifference, both figures paint a vibrant portrait of a life overflowing with compassion. They urge us to see the face of God in the suffering, to extend a hand to the fallen, and to offer not mere alms, but the warmth of shared humanity. The echoes of Jeremiah and Jesus' calls still reverberate in the corridors of our own hearts and societies. We see their pleas reflected in the struggles of our times. In the cries of the dispossessed, the widening chasm of inequality, and the deafening silence in the face of injustice. So, how do we, walking in the shadows of these giants, translate their timeless message into the tapestry of our own lives? Perhaps it begins with listening to the cries of the marginalized. Stepping out of our own comfort zones and actively seeking out the stories of those on the margins, allowing their voices to pierce the echo chambers of our privilege. Examining our own hearts. Confronting the injustices we may perpetuate, consciously or unconsciously, and dismantling the internal structures that perpetuate inequality and indifference. Taking action, big and small. Recognizing that the journey towards righteousness begins with each step, each voice raised in protest, each action, however small, that extends a hand of compassion and challenges the status quo. Embracing the tapestry of righteousness. In the grand tapestry of human history, the threads of Jeremiah's prophetic fire and Jesus' gentle revolution intertwine, forming a vibrant design of righteousness. Their voices, echoing across centuries, remind us that true faith is not a spectator sport, but a call to action, a demand for ethical living woven into the very fabric of our being. As we walk in their footsteps, may we carry the torch of their message, not as mere observers, but as active participants in the ongoing project of building a world where justice flows like a mighty river, where compassion embraces the least, and where the echoes of righteousness finally drown out the cries of suffering. Let's explore some ways to translate the echoes of the prophet's calls into concrete actions. First, amplifying the voices of the marginalized. Seek out diverse perspectives. Engage with communities and individuals outside your own experiences, actively listening to their stories and struggles. Support organizations and initiatives. Volunteer your time, skills, or resources to groups working on issues of social justice and equality. Advocate for policy changes. Contact your elected officials, write letters to the editor, and participate in peaceful protests to push for legislative solutions to systemic injustices. Second, confronting injustice within and around us. Examine your own biases and privileges. Reflect on how your own background and experiences may contribute to blind spots regarding issues of inequality and injustice. Challenge discriminatory practices and policies. Speak up against injustice wherever you see it, whether in your workplace, school, community, or even within your own family and friend circle. Third, cultivating a tapestry of compassion. Go beyond charity. Move beyond simple handouts and engage in acts of true solidarity, building relationships with those facing hardship and empowering them to claim their own agency. Practice radical empathy. Seek to understand the lived experiences of others, seeing the world through their eyes, and cultivating genuine compassion for their struggles. Offer your unique gifts. Whether it's your voice, your skills, your time, or even just a listening ear, offer your unique gifts in service of others, building a web of support and solidarity. Remember, the journey towards righteousness is not a sprint, but a marathon. We will stumble, make mistakes, and encounter resistance. But with each step, each voice raised, each act of compassion, we contribute to the symphony of change, ensuring that the echoes of Jeremiah and Jesus' calls continue to resonate for generations to come. Identify one concrete step you can take in the next week to amplify the voices of the marginalized. Choose one instance where you can challenge injustice within your own sphere of influence. Consider how you can cultivate a practice of radical empathy in your daily life. Share your reflections and experiences on social media, sparking conversations and encouraging others to join the movement for a more just and equitable world. The messages of Jeremiah and Jesus remain as relevant today as they were in their times. They call us to a deeper understanding of righteousness, not as mere religious observance, but as active participation in God's work of justice in the world. As we reflect on their teachings, let us commit ourselves to be bearers of justice and practitioners of righteousness, shining God's light in a world that desperately needs it. May the echoes of righteousness, ignited by the prophetic fire of Jeremiah and the gentle revolution of Jesus, continue to guide our steps, illuminate our actions, and ultimately transform the world, one act of compassion at a time. Father, inspire us with the courage and compassion of Jeremiah and Jesus to seek justice and live righteously. Help us to see your face in the poor, the oppressed, and the marginalized, and to act with mercy and fairness. May our lives reflect your love and justice as we strive to walk humbly with you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.